we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
You don't pay attention, man.
That's why your power is the size of your attention span. Killer said it best.
You don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
It's fresh air when I'm speaking to y'all. Sometimes it falls upon deaf ears like I'm speaking to walls. I ain't preaching to y'all, breaking cycles of violence, not repeating they flaws. Open up your memory bank, I got the key to the vault. Serving the antidote to Alzheimer's, delete and install. Keep over low, but think it over. We the leaders we've all been waiting for. Believe it, heed the call, breathe it, keeping involved. These lyrics, he seekers deplete, tweet us till the speakers dissolve. Each generation must find a Smith Villa, betray it. I know that ours is more than just being killers or players. I'm making millions of papers, our blood is spilling the haters. Too much injustice among us, is it still a complacent?
Yeah, smash
the walls of hate, end it for the next descendants. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence.
Futuristic sound,
you just missed it now.
Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
You don't pay attention, man.
That's why your power is the size of your attention span. Killer said it best.
You don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
Smash
the walls of hate, end it for the next descendants. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence.
Futuristic sound,
you just missed it now.
Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
You don't pay attention, man.
That's why your power is the size of your attention span. Killer said it best.
You don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
Wanting people to listen, you can't just tap them on the shoulder anymore. You have to hit them with a sledgehammer. And then you'll notice you've got their strict attention.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall, Queen's Campus, Kingston, Ontario, Turtle Island. And you're listening to
Bash Back
with DJ Fraz
and DJ Flip.
So this is our first episode of Bash Back. We're really excited to be here.
Yep, definitely. We're going to be bringing you some radical queer news.
Some music
and some spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
For this episode, we're going to be talking a lot about Toronto Pride that just passed by. Mm-hmm. And some of the issues that have arisen from that. And bringing you some music featuring some queer artists.
Mm-hmm. And we're also going to talk, to start off, I think, a bit about sort of what this show is about and what we, the two of us, are sort of envisioning. It's just the two of us right now. But who knows? It could be a Bashback collective in the future.
Hopefully.
I think... Should we play a track?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to play a track for you guys.
Of the cool has been destroyed, and you reduced me to nothing but a schoolboy.
Hey, Ma, I saw you walking down the street, and I thought that I just might be the girl that you're trying to meet, and this is my meeting season. It happens once a weekend. I have your number, so let's try to keep the wheels from creaking.
I couldn't believe the way you turned and smiled at me, cause fireworks blew and butterflies flew, and girl, I felt so hard for you.
You can call me A-O, and I think you're really fly, so I'm about to take you to a place that you would never go. My little secret spot, you touch it, I'ma let you know. I got a place, if you just follow me, we'll start the show. Love me, man, maybe so, but right now you might just have
second you smile at me, your intelligence, not to mention your sexy style. Let me be your guinea pig, come on and give me a trial. I could be your metro whenever you need a ride. Conceptualizing me, count up you and me, riding, flying into paradise. The spice of the pie seems so fucking nice. As my wifey, you'll buy me the keys to a new kind of life. And I'll say to just invite me, cause I don't take this shit lightly. The way they open and close, you're about to get me for free. I know I'm coming on a little strong right now, it seems. But trust me, girl, I'm about to find myself all up in your dream. I crush deep, my love goes even deeper, and I lose sleep dreaming of your physique. So go buy some tennis shoes, you're running through my mind. In circles, a nerd and love are meant to be just like Laura and Urkel. I got a reason to keep on pleasing you, cause now's the season and you know what I wanna do. Sincerely and clearly, you'll probably fall in love with me.
Welcome back. That was the Lost Boys that you were listening to with a song called Sincerely. And before that, we played Sledgehammer by Invincible. Right now, we're going to be talking about where the name Bashback came from and why we chose it, and what that means to us in the context of living in Kingston as radical queers.
Okay, so... For those who are not familiar with Bashback, Bashback was a group of radical anarchist queer people from Denver who sort of came together to form an alternative to mainstream LGBT, sometimes Q, movements that fight for, that claim to fight for queer rights and that claim to represent queer people, but were sort of reinforcing mechanisms of the state, of state violence, reinforcing patriarchy, reinforcing systems of colonialism and racism. And so these people came together to sort of form a group and a community to work against that and work in streams outside of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of groups cropping up, particularly in the U.S., that are claiming this radical anarchist queer politics. And there was actually just the, is it in Pittsburgh? The Macy's parade, where they created the pink and black block. Mm-hmm. And took over the front part of that parade. So like, there's a lot happening with sort of Bashback queers in the States. So we're bringing it here to Kingston to kind of create a space to fight back against the violence inflicted by the state, using borders, through the mainstream media, by capitalism and corporate entities that really inflict violence on queer people every day, queer people of complex positionalities who live in intersections of class, race, gender, ability, sexual, and other identities.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess we've sort of decided to start this show in Kingston because we feel that sort of radical space doesn't exist, and we want to help foster it.
Absolutely. And I feel like we feel that there just needs to be a more critical sort of look at our communities, which are beautiful and vibrant, but do need to be looked at. You know, if places like Toronto, which are by virtue of demographics already quite diverse, then places like Kingston, which doesn't have that sort of demographics, you can really see the marginalization of different bodies, particularly queer bodies, within everyday sort of interactions and
everyday life.
Everyday
in
life,
Kingston,
yeah.
And, Queens.
Absolutely. So we're purporting this sort of anti-racist, anti-capitalist, anti-colonial.
Anti-oppressive, anti-state, anti-prison.
Anti-G20.
sort of radical ability, disability, pro-love, pro-community.
Pro-sex.
Pro-sex. sort of politics, to fight against all of those things within queer organizing, that sort of reproduces the same systems of oppression that people are trying to fight and are struggling against and resisting every day. So I guess we're gonna sort of contextualize what the politics of our show are by talking about Toronto Pride, which happened on the weekend of July, or I guess it was the week of June 26th to like July 4th.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Good memory on those dates.
Yes.
DJ Fraz and I had the opportunity of being down there for the final weekend to take part in both the Take Back the Dyke March as well as the Pride March with the Queers Against Israeli Apartheid's contingent. So, which was, you know, whoever said that Pride is no longer political is extremely, extremely wrong. If you see,
yes.
if you see the showing on both those
those marches.
Yeah. So, but if you haven't heard about what's been going on with Toronto Pride, specifically the censorship issues, we're gonna go over that. So you wanna talk a little bit about Quaya?
Okay, so Quaya is Queers Against Israeli Apartheid. They're a group of queer people in Toronto who have come together to sort of offer a critical queer analysis of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that views Israel as a settler colonial state and is arguing for the occupation and the emancipation of Palestinians who are under occupation, sort of arguing that queer rights can't exist in Israel when Israel is occupying Palestine, and can't exist for Palestinians when Palestine's being occupied. So definitely sort of a strong opposition to the intense pinkwashing campaigns, like pinkwashing propaganda campaigns of the Israeli government, which has been trying to attract queer tourists. Mm-hmm. Well, mostly
very privileged, economically
privileged white male queer tourists to Israel, and has been portraying Israel as sort of this bastion of LGBT rights in the Middle East, which is pretty absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty absurd sort of position to make when Israel is occupying land and inflicting violence on the lives of queer Palestinians every day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And with the pressure from the government and city councillors, I believe it was, Pride Toronto decided to censor the term Israeli apartheid from the march or from their events in general, which really meant that Queers Against Israeli Apartheid could not take part. And there was quite a showing from the community, really against this.
A lot of outrage.
Yeah, a lot of outrage against the censorship. A few individuals, I can't remember how, 25 individuals?
23
returned their awards that they had previously gotten from Pride Toronto to say that unless this censorship is lifted, that they didn't want to be associated with them, as well as the two people who were offered, is it the Grand Marshal?
Yeah.
And I can't remember
Honorary Dyke,
that's it. Both said no to the offer because of this censorship. So luckily, with that pressure, Pride Toronto did rescind the ban and let Kwaya march.
And that ban was like, there was a lot of pressure on Pride Toronto committee to enforce that ban from a lot of Pride Toronto's big corporate sponsors.
Yeah.
TD was
Bank.
A really big one, which still, as we saw on the weekend, had a TD drag queen on the street and different models,
and
scantily clad models.
TD Speedos.
Mm-hmm. Scantily clad and like able-bodied fit models. And there was also a lot of pressure from really conservative city councilors, often like right-wing fundamentalist Christian city councilors, also to ban this group because they have they have a lot of motivation to support Israel and see sort of conflict in the Middle East. So there was a lot of forces behind pushing the ban. But definitely the community mobilized in opposition to that. And we saw the result on the weekend.
Yeah. It was quite a showing. The Free Speech Coalition, I believe, as well as a lot of anti-G20,
anti-police,
anti-Bill Blair folks came out in support of Kwaya and marched with them. But as well as the censorship for Israeli apartheid, there's also been an issue with the group called Blackness Yes and the events of Blockorama and Pride Toronto, Pride Toronto's actions towards them, which really has in the last few years, Blockorama, which is a day that of events that are geared specifically for Black queers and trans people and queer people of color, have been quite welcome in that space, and it's been growing every year. Yet they moved from the Wellesley stage, which is a main stage, onto the George Hislop stage, which is a smaller. I think they call it the Swamp.
Yep.
It's a smaller stage, and it's further north. So it's getting away from sort of the core area where Pride takes place, and really telling of what Pride Toronto finds important, you know, in terms of Blockorama is a community event and is not it's not sponsored by large corporations like TD. Yet when TD put a stage onto the I guess they sponsored a stage on the Wellesley area, that was playing dance hall and reggae and hip hop, which is just stuff that artists that perform in Blockorama do perform, and so there was no reason for that collaboration to not have taken place, except just Pride Toronto did not back Blockorama and Blackness Yes in that way.
And that displacement is really, or like has been really evocative of violent histories of displacement and for people who attend Blockorama.
And one of the things that I was reading actually on the article, they had it up on Racialicious, the blog Racialicious, talking about it, was that Blackness Yes was actually offered, a support by a TD ally, in terms of getting their stage back, but were asked the question, you know, what is your feelings on Israeli apartheid? And they put out a statement saying that they're not about to other, you know, different communities based on those terms or any terms. And so what's happening is this the creation of they're trying to create like this sort of fracture within the communities, and particularly queer communities of color, so that they're not supporting each other. But luckily Kwaya and Blackness Yes have formed quite a coalition and has a loud voice within that community, which is good to see. And I think more of something that we really need to look at and need to learn.
Definitely.
Within our communities.
Okay, do you want to play a couple tracks?
Yeah, we'll just play a couple tracks for you, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Humanity's a history of combat, mortal combat, fatal combat, from hand to hand and rules of engagement, to this madness, a war market, them wage war, fee a profit and or land or water, nation, honor, religion, religion, religion. Watch the TikTok, watch the TikTok, technological advance, them call it progress. Them call it progress. Is we history? It's we history. From fists and sticks and stones to bows and poison tipped arrows, swords and armor, Chinese gunpowder. No more fireworks, them want to bomb, blast and murder. And their cannon ships bring guns and Bibles, divide and conquer. Them take away Africa's sons and daughters, and industry catapults into modern armies, rank, file, order, general, sergeant, yes sir,
yes sir,
yes sir,
yes, sir.
And when their old guns jam, they just build new toys, fast ones, blast them with the heavy artillery. Attack, 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 kamikaze, blitzkrieg, air, land and sea, man, woman, soldier, civilian, all fair game. And so them breed we hate, and so them breed we guerrilla armies, them teach we martyrs, them feed we infidels, them breed we underground struggle, because security is not for me. Security is not for me. Security is a $1 billion, $1 billion, $1 billion industry. Watch the TikTok, watch the TikTok, technological advance. Them call it progress. Them call it progress. Them call it progress. What? 21st century is war. Scale and score grow exponential. From Arctic espionage to desert dunes to jungle streets, from city, if not war, is revolu, revolu, revolution. Why? Everybody knows their other now, because everybody knows their other now. Them born to war, them taught to hate, them grow to know their enemy. Across the way, across the fence, the tracks, the land, the sea, or state. How did we get here? How did we get this far that you would need a PhD in my own nation's history to understand my people's struggle? My people struggle. My people, my people, my people struggle. I am from Cuba. I am from Palestine. I am First Nations. I'm from Afghanistan.
I am Sri Lankan. Listen, man, I am from anywhere you can't go. It's not safe, yo. I can't play in my streets whole day. Try to find a playground in my town. Try to find a safe place to rest your head. Not my bed. Don't drink the water here. No ghouls at high noon here. No ghouls at high noon. It's poverty, it's genocide, it's airstrike, it's news media on TV telling me I'm some terrorist enemy. What? Security is not for me. Security is not for we. Security is $1 billion, $1 billion, $1 billion industry is a poor economy. Watch the TikTok technological advance. Them call it progress.
We evolve.
Them call it progress.
We evolve.
To this. Electric fences, barbed wire walls, prison, secret interrogation island, detention center, detainees, security. It's not for me. Security is not for me. Security is their $1 billion industry. Warmongers run war markets, make money, spill blood. And RRSPs and mutual funds make killers of all the weed. Go buy some jewelry, why not pick up a gun and shoot me? Security is not for me. Security is not for me. It's their $1 billion industry. Listen, five nations at the United Nations call themselves Security Council, but these same five nations monopolizing the international arms industry. How can guns come from people supposed to keep peace? Security not for me. How did we get here? When did we put down our fists and pick up their guns and support their war economy? Don't buy light bulbs from GE. Don't buy that crap macaroni with powdered cheese. Don't support the war economy. Make security for you and me and us or we. Don't let your grievance fill their pockets. Don't let your grievance turn their profits. Security, make it for we. Security, make it for all of we. Don't support their war economy. Don't support their war economy. Don't let your grievance fill their pockets. Don't let your grievance turn their profits. Make security for all of we. Put down their guns. Pick up your fists. Put down their guns. Back to hand to hand to hand to hand. Back to hand to hand to hand. May we create some new rules of engagement and keep those streets safe. Let the kids play. Keep our streets safe. Let the kids play. Make security for we, for we, for we. Back to hand to hand to hand to hand. Keep the streets safe. Let the kids play. Make security for we.
The Bannery Center presents the Bonnie Judge Memorial Bursaries, open to female undergraduate students who have started at Queens after 3 years out of formal studies and hold no previous degree. Eligible applicants must be enrolled in three or more credits over the fall-winter term. The bursaries range from $2,000 to $4,000 for first and upper year students and are based on financial need. Applications are available starting November 27th at the Bannery Center on 52 Bader Lane. For further information, contact the center at 533-2976 or visit the website by searching the Queen's webpage.
Captain Funkbag's Funktastic Funksplosion every Thursday from 11 till midnight.
CFRC 101.9 FM marks its 35th annual Prisoner's Justice Day with a special live broadcast on Tuesday, August 10th from 5 p.m. to midnight. The date has become an annual event in remembrance of all of those who have died in prison. Tune in at 101.9 FM or listen online at www.cfrc.ca on the evening of Tuesday, August 10th to hear interviews, analysis, and music about prison and prisoners. The broadcast will feature topics including prison farms, Indigenous and queer issues within Canada's penal system, how families are affected when a loved one is incarcerated, and restorative justice movements. There will also be an hour of music requests made by prisoners. For more information or how to get involved, please contact 613-533-2222. 2121 or visit www.cfrc.ca.
So you think I'm
out of vanity, I have wondered what kind of woman I will be when I am well past the summer of my raging youth. Will I still be raising revolutionary flags and making impassioned speeches that stir up anger in the hearts of pseudo-liberals dressed in navy blue conservative wear? In those years when I am grateful I still have a good, sturdy bladder that does not leak undigested prune juice onto diapers no longer adorable, will I be more grateful for that than for any forward movement in any current political cause? And will it have been worth it then? Will it have been worth the long hours of not sleeping that produced little more than reams of badly written verses that catapulted me into literary spasms, but did not even whet the appetite of the 3 o'clock crowd in the least respected of the New York poetry cafes? Will I wish then that I had taken that job working at the bank, or the one to watch that old lady drool all over her soft-boiled eggs as she tells me how she was a raving beauty in the 60s, how she could have had any man she wanted, but she chose the one least likely to succeed, and that's why when the son of a bitch died, she had to move into this place because it was government subsidized. Will I tell my young attendant how slender I was then and paint pictures of the young me more beautiful than I ever was, if only to make her forget the shriveled paper skin, the stained but even dental plates, and the faint smell of urine that tends to linger in places built especially for revolutionaries whose causes have been won or forgotten? Will I still be lesbian then? Or will the church or family finally convince me to marry some man with a smaller dick than the one my woman uses to afford me violent and multiple orgasms? Will the staff smile at me, humor my eccentricities to my face, but laugh at me in their private resting room saying, "She must have been something in her day"? And most days I do not know what I will be like then, but every day, every single day, I know what I want to be now. I want to be that voice that makes Giuliani so scared he hires two butch black bodyguards. I want to write the poem that the New York Times will not print because it might start some kind of black or lesbian or even a white revolution. I want to go to secret meetings and, under the guise of female friendship, I want to beg the women of those young and eager revolutionaries with too much zeal for their cause and too little passion for the women who follow them from city to city, all the while waiting in separate rooms. I want to be 40 years old and weigh 300 pounds and ride a motorcycle in the wintertime, 4 hell-raising children and a 110-pound female lover who writes poetry about my life and my children and loves me like no one has ever loved me before. I want to be the girl your parents will use as a bad example of a lady. I want to be the dyke who likes to fuck men. I want to be the politician who never lies. I'd like to be that girl who never ever cries. I want to go down in history in a chapter marked miscellaneous because the writers could find no other way to categorize me in this world where classification is key. I want to erase the straight lines so I can be me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bash Back, and this is DJ Fraz. I'm going to run through the tracks we just heard. First was Abstract Random with Security, and then after the promos, Janelle Monae with Cold War, and lastly we heard from Stacey Ann Chin with If Only Out of Vanity.
And if you've listened to The Massive, which plays on Monday nights at 7 o'clock on CFRC, you'd have heard Stacey Ann Chin before. She's quite a favorite, and she is a poet that comes out of New York, spoken word artist, and she is born in Jamaica, moved to the States because of feelings of fear and violence that encounters that she encountered as a queer person and as a queer woman in Jamaica. And she is, from what we've been talking about intersections of race and sexuality, she really puts that to an art form, and she's one of my, certainly one of my favorite poets. She's got quite a passion in her voice, and really sheds light on the racism that occurs within queer communities.
Yeah, definitely. Like a lot of tied to a lot of what we were just talking about, and sort of an indication of what we want to focus on here at Bash Back, talking about those intersections of identity and talking about complex positionalities of queerness and sort of the politics associated with that.
Absolutely, and I think that with her work, she's able to really pull together, and I know like right now she's working on a documentary about what it means to be a mother, or to bear children, to have children as a person who identifies as queer, you know, maybe choosing to be a single mother, all those sorts of things. So she's done quite a bit of work on that. And so in this show, like, we're really hoping to be able to put some voices to to people who sort of run the gamut of like who we are and the differences in our identities and what unites us and that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
And so are we gonna go on to the poem?
Sure. Yes.
So post G20 and post Pride, I was able to write a poem that was published on a blog called The Invasion. And if you haven't heard of it, it's quite a new blog, which gives Asian Canadians a voice in the blog sphere, and with blogs like Disgration and Angry Asian Man. All of that comes out of the U.S., so it was nice to have this sort of based in Canada. And it's on The Invasion, which is spelled theinvazn.wordpress.com, and it's a poem called Proud. And okay, here goes. I keep losing my pride. I had it when my partner kissed me for the first time and when my parents hugged her when they met, but then I couldn't find it. I might have lost it amidst the staring at the ice cream shop when I couldn't decide between a sundae or a milkshake, between judgments on my skin or my relationship. I had it when we danced in the middle of the street, the papier-mâché head of Harper just ahead of us, but I lost it somewhere between riot police and illegal detainments, between fear and uncontrollable anger. I swear I had it when I packed my bag. Earplugs, water bottle, bandana, pride. But then they searched me, and I couldn't find it anymore. I had it when I marched from Nathan Phillips Square to Queen's Park, queer women marching side by side, chanting, singing, dancing. We walked in the sweltering heat of the summer, but I knew my pride wouldn't melt. It's stronger than that. And I had it the night we danced, with hip-hop and dancehall blasting from speakers, musical reminders of my teenage years, sexy queers dancing all up on each other. I had it on the way to the march, until we passed by the group waving flags of Israel and Islamophobic signs. It reminds me of the way my sexuality is used as a barometer for progress, and I've lost my pride again. Then I remember places that don't celebrate with parades, but accept love and sex in the various ways it manifests. No doubt they will seem backward, ignorant, enemies of queers, while our nation is complicit in the war that indiscriminately murders people, including those we want to liberate. So I sit, reading anti-capitalist Palestine solidarity free speech signs, and I find that pride again. That pride steeped in politics. That pride that wants to queer the government. Even more, the one that wants to fuck the government. With thigh-high boots, flogger in one hand, dildo in the other.
Thanks so much, DJ DJ Flip. That's a really amazing poem. I totally cried the first time I read it. Thank you so much for sharing that.
No problem. I remember, like, Pride was, I mean, G20 was incredibly hard for various reasons. If you want to hear any of the accounts, there's countless videos on YouTube, all over the media co-ops, Toronto, Vancouver media co-ops. There's stories, horrific stories of G20, and some that definitely come out of the queer community.
I think sort of what we've seen in the aftermath has been, like, in the aftermath, like, people sort of fighting, struggling to, like, control the discourse or, like, insert sort of narratives that of truth into, like, a discourse controlled by mass media. And within that, there's been, like, some really amazing creative production going on, and I think, like, this poem is just an example of that. Like, really,
thank you.
Really, really awesome. Okay, so I think we're gonna do a couple community announcements.
Absolutely. So, with the group that we talked about, Blackness Yes, and the struggles that they've gone through because of Pride, they of course have struggled through and are flourishing. So during Caribana weekend, which starts on Friday, July 30th, and ends on Sunday, August 1st, they're doing a Blockabana weekend, which of course features LGBTQ artists, performers. So on the Friday, at Good Handy's, they have DJ Nick Red from San Francisco, and they have Dainty Box performing and some other performers. There's also a wet t-shirt and undie contest, so that starts at 10 o'clock on the Friday.
And on the Saturday, they're having a community picnic from 12 to 7 p.m. at Christie Pitts Park, which is at Christie and Bloor, with food, performers, pickup soccer, and more.
And on Sunday, they're going to have the hottest block party in the city with DJs JJ Rock, Verlia, which if you happen to have gone to the Shades of Gay dance put on by Q-cred. QNSA, QPP, last March, DJ Verlia was the one DJing there. Yeah, she's amazing. Black Cat, Unruly Twin, and Reckless will also be there. And there's performances by Michelle Ross, Tyra Monroe, Nicolette Brown, and T-Bone. And that's at Zippers Cell Block, which is on 72 Carlton Street. So if you're around, or if you can get down to Toronto on July 30th to August 1st, make sure to check that out. Sounds like a lot of fun.
And on Saturday, July 24th, there is an anti-prison speaking tour stopping in Kingston. They'll be stopping at AKA the Autonomous Social Center, 75 Queen Street, to basically give a talk about the restructuring of prison system and correctional apparatus. Essentially coming from a prison abolitionist perspective, some people who have been doing prison solidarity work across Southern Ontario, and that's happening at 7 p.m. at AKA.
And especially with the sort of policing we saw during the G20, as well as from Kingston's own perspective, there's the Save Our Prison Farms campaign. So there's been a lot of prison restructuring, prison abolition sort of talk happening within our own community. So it would be a very good thing to check out.
Definitely. So yeah, I think that's about it for our first show. I hope you have enjoyed it.
And I hope that we can come back next week to bring you some more, hopefully, interviews with some awesome radical queers and some more awesome music.
Yes.
And we're going to leave off with a few tracks for you. The first being Young James Dean by Girly Man.
And second, Serpentine, Annie DeFranco.
And finally, a little Canadian content. I'm going to be listening to Oh Yeah by The Clicks. So I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, we hope you've enjoyed Bash Back.
So this is DJ Flip.
And DJ Fraz.
And we'll hopefully see you next week.
Have a good night.
In the back of a camouflage truck, they locked me in once with the material. I was full of a rage no one could handle. I was a prize. Guess I'll feel less than real. All my life with these feathers I made under me, lifting me. More bad news every time I answer the phone. So I play and I sing and I just let it ring all day when I'm at home. A de facto choice of macro microcosmic melancholy. But baby, any way you slice it, I'm thinking I could just assume you lost the time alone. Yeah, the goons have gone global and the CEOs are shredding files, and the Democrats and the Republicrats are flashing their toothy smiles, and Uncle Tom is posing for a photo op with the Oval Office clan, and Uncle Sam is rigging cockfights in the promised land, and that knife you stuck in my back is still there. It pinches a little when I sigh and moan, and these days I'm thinking I could just assume you lost the time alone. Yeah, 'cause all the wrong people have the power of suggestion, and the freedom of the press is meaningless if nobody asks a question. I mean, causation by definition is such a complex compilation of factors that even try to say why is to oversimplify. But that's a far cry, isn't it, dear, from acting like you're the only one there, unrepentantly self-centered and unfair. Enter all suckers scrambling for the scoop. Exit Mr. Eye Contact, who took his flirt and flew the coop. But whatever, no matter, no fishing trips, no fishing, 'cause mama's officially out of commission. And did I mention in there, did I mention somewhere in there that I traded Babe Ruth? Yes, I traded the only player that was bigger than the game. I can't even tell you why, 'cause you think I'm insane, and that's the truth. Mafia is pimping girl power, sniping off sharpshooter singles from their styrofoam towers. And hip-hop is tied up in the back room with a logo stuffed in its mouth, 'cause the master's tools will never dismantle the master's house. But then I'm getting away from myself as I get closer and closer to home. And the difference between you and me, baby, is I get fucked up when I'm alone. And I must admit, turn my inner pessimist seems to have got the best of me. We start out sugared up on Kool-Aid and manifest destiny, and we memorize all the president's names like little trained monkeys, and we're spitting to the world so many spinny TV junkies, incapable of unraveling the military-industrial mystery, preemptively pacified with history book history. And I've been around the world now, and I can see this about America. The mind control is deep here, man. myopia is deep here. And behold, those that try to expose the reality, who really try to realize democracy, are shot with rubber bullets and gassed off the streets, while the global power brokers are kept clean and discreet. Behind a wall, behind a moat, and that is all, that's all, that's all, that's all she wrote in it. Yes, and my heart beats an SSS, SSS, 'cause folks just really couldn't care less, as long as every day is Super Bowl Sunday and larger than life women in lingerie are pouting at us from every bus stop. She loves me not. And big government should not stand between a man and his money. I mean, what's good for business is good for the country. Our children still take that lie like communion. The same old line the Confederacy used on the Union. Conjugate liberty into libertarian and medicated, associated with deregulation, privatization. We won't even know we're slaves on a corporate plantation. Somebody say hallelujah, somebody say damnation, 'cause the profit system follows the path of least resistance, and the path of least resistance is what makes the river crooked, makes it serpentine. Capitalism is the devil, it's the devil's wet dreams. So just give me my Judy Garland drugs and let me get back to work, 'cause the Empire State Building is the tallest building in New York. And I always got the feeling you just like to hear it fall off your tongue. But I remember my name in your mouth. And I don't think I was done hearing it close to my ear on a whisper's way to a moan. But Pavlov hits me with more bad news every time I answer the phone. So I play and I sing and I just let it ring all day when I'm at home. A de facto choice of macro or microcosmic melancholy, but baby, anyway you slice it, I'm thinking I could just as soon use the time alone. Oh yeah, oh yeah, falling down, but I can get up. Everyone in this fucking town